I have knee pain and some doctors have advised knee surgery. Do I really need a knee surgery or is my pain because of my spinal disc and a nerve coming from the back? Let us understand that the knee pain is one of the commonest pains seen in our patients. If we talk about patients from India, then it is much more common to see a patient with knee pain. Let's again understand that the knee pain could be pain coming from the knee or the pain felt in and around the knee, where the cause is not inside the knee, and the pain is called as referred pain. That is, the origin of the pain is at a different location and the perception is at the knee. In case of knee pain, the first question which we normally ask the patient is, where is the pain? What I mean is the pain more on the inner side of the knee, that is towards the big toe side of the leg, or it is on the outside of the knee, that is the outside or back side of the knee, on the side of the patella, that is the kneecap, and which is normally on the outside of the knee? That is the first question. Number two is, we ask what happens when you sit, when you stand, when you walk, and when you lie down. Normally, when you sit with your legs crossed, that is sitting on the ground, where you bend both your knees and fold your knees and fold your legs, and you sit on the ground. This is a time when patient may have severe pain in the knee coming up, which will increase as the time passes. This is because of reduced stretchability of a nerve coming from the back, which also is inflamed or swollen. Then we ask the patient, is the pain increasing with walking? Normally, pain which increases with walking is related to the nerve. If the pain reduces after walking a certain distance, it is commonly related to the joint. Pain on standing at the back side of the knee is again indicative of involvement of the nerve. In Indian scenario, if somebody tells me that when I sit cross-legged and I cannot sit more than 5 minutes, or I must make my knee straight, or on walking I get pain which goes down the leg or up the leg, up in the thigh, or my leg becomes numb or heavy or more painful on walking, all these signs are indicative of knee pain coming from the nerve, which is commonly the L5 nerve root. We need to appreciate here that L5 nerve root affection, the first sign is knee pain. This pain can be diagnosed by utilizing my sign, where you feel the end of this nerve in the form of lateral terminal branch of deep peroneal nerve over the roof of the sinus tarsi. That is, you feel this nerve going down the leg and in front of the ankle, where there is a small depression just below the ankle on the outside of the ankle. Indirectly, what we need again to appreciate is our brain is giving us a signal that when you have knee pain on the outside, then we need to pay attention to the strength and flexibility of the back. If we utilize this signal to improve our health, then it is very, very significant help from these signs. Now, when you have pain in the knee and when you go to a doctor, we also need to understand that many times the patients, instead of telling where is the pain and what is the problem, they try to tell the doctors why they feel that the pain is there. Now, this is a lot of complicated matter and this is not common sense. We have to allow the doctor to analyze your symptoms and help you in overcoming the difficulty, for which you need to tell the doctor what is the problem without adding why you feel the problem is there. Your logic is likely to interfere with the scientific analysis by the surgeon or the physician. So, coming back to the point, whether knee pain needs knee surgery, Yes, it will need knee surgery if the pain is coming from the knee and causing sufficient problem in walking, standing and working, or sitting cross-legged. And knee surgery may be relieving the pain coming from the knee, but if the pain is not coming from the knee, apparently the knee surgery will not be of any help.